comes Hannah.
No, she's a sweet girl. She has taken on a true challenge today. Anyway. All right, don't you look beautiful?
Thank you.
Isn't this pretty?
Thank
now
you.
Take notes, girls and gentlemen. Singers are supposed to look timeless, elegant. You should wear something that suits you, that isn't too busy. Something that... No, those are classic lines.
Right.
It's a little upbeat for summer, you know. Why, you could put on a lovely straw hat and go to a garden party in that, but you could also sing in it. And so take notes. You know, people just don't dress anymore. What is the matter with people? They don't dress, you know. Dress, for heaven's sake. Be gorgeous. Okay, thank you, Hannah, for being gorgeous. Tell us your name and what you're going to sing. Lose the glasses.
Okay.
Okay, don't wear glasses on stage, people.
I'm bringing contacts tomorrow.
Well, you can't fall in the pit now. You just hang onto the piano like I, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're in the pit already.
Just stay in the safe spot there. Okay.
Very high. My name is Hannah Dixon. I'll be singing Olympia's aria from The Tales of Hoffmann by Offenbach.
Yes, you are such a Hoffmann.
Oh, they practiced beforehand. Goodness. What happened to you since I heard you last?
Went to college.
Yeah, and what else? Are you're like a high soprano now. Were you always a high soprano? That richness in the voice, it almost...
High soprano, yes, I'd say.
Yeah. Have you always had those high notes? You didn't before.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, they're right as rain now. Look at that. They're just as clear and just as easy. How old are you now?
20.
20. Oh, doesn't that just burn you up? Boy, that's very good work. Notice she's paid special attention to every note, especially those little semitone, the leading tones. Where are we? The intonation is awesome. Very good. Very fine. Okay. What can we improve? Because after all, to be world class, we can always improve somewhere.
I have a question.
All right.
How do may I stage it in a recital sort of setting? Because I can't actually wind down during the recital, can I?
Sure you can.
Okay.
Oh, that's a real crowd pleaser. Cloud pleaser, you know what I mean? here's what you lack at the moment.
Okay.
Suspense. That's what this aria needs. Suspense. Pregnant pauses.
Okay.
All right, let's start again, and I will show you what I mean. Just when I tell you to stop singing, you stop, and then you start again.
Okay.
The other thing, I'm a little frustrated because I can't really see what you're doing with your breath.
Okay.
I know you're breathing because otherwise those notes wouldn't come out, but I can't quite see what you're doing.
Okay.
It's a little bit back this way, and yet, could you hear the notes coming back to you from upstairs? It's really quite remarkable. And that warmth in the tone is quite unusual for a coloratura of this type. You'd almost think that, you know, if things go right for you, you could sing all three ladies in that opera. You know, if you have that richness without losing your flexibility in the top. That's the kind of richness that the other roles need. But, I know, that's another story. So let's start again, and I'll show you where I need the suspense. And then the staging thing, there's so many ways to peel this apple. But you can find your own way. I don't want to enforce my way on you because it's patented.
Okay.
You know, get your own gimmick, okay? All right, let's start again. This is probably the one Eric has to look at. Not the seraglio. There we go. All right.
Les oiseaux.
Oh, wait. Le. No les. The S is not
les oiseaux.
Remember, you are a machine. Therefore, you are perfect. You make no mistakes at all, either in the diction or the notes or the breathing or anything. The only mistake you make is that at one point the record sticks. Ha, 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 ha. But you are a machine. You have the precision to do this. Now we have to get your timing correct. This is a very rhythmic little piece. It's got a little tactus in there, okay? And then every pause that you make is quite deliberate, and it builds suspense because Spallanzani is running around. He's thinking, is she going? You know, the suspense is. Let's see. This is her debut. Is this machine going to work properly? He's got his little oil can and his key and his everything, you know. And he's standing, waiting there to see if the doll is going to operate correctly. Right? And everything she does, every move she makes, and he's saying, yes, that worked. And he's looking at the crowd, and he's looking at the doll. And so you're perfectly quiet, and you're doing your thing. And Spallanzani is the one that's like this, okay?
Right.
And every time you do something, and there's a little longer pause than he expects, he almost has a heart attack, the poor man. So part of it is, you know, he's very nervous. And everything you do, even, you know, when you look like you're getting stuck, it's like a nervous breakdown for the man, okay? So it's suspense that you're trying to build and torture Spallanzani a little bit, okay? So here we go.
Okay.
The whole introduction.
The trill, just as on the trill.
Les oiseaux dans la charmée. Toujours dans la chair.
start to have problems. Okay? Right? So you're waiting, and poor Spallanzani is, you know, so you see what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you allow these phrases to work on that audience. Mm-hmm. They're all standing there going, like this, as you sing, because you have that pause. Do you know how the opera usually is? It's just sound stimulation from beginning to end. When is there ever a chance for a little bit of Rashniv silence? Just a pause, just one. Olympia provides that in this piece. You know, so, you know, she gets down to the bottom, or whatever it is. Don't overdo it, but you know what I mean? Okay. And you'll know instinctively just how long to, you know, to leave them dangling. It also gives you a chance to recuperate. See? Aha! That you have a little chance to recuperate your energy. Regroup, you know, and be able to sing even more accurately. Don't be in a hurry. Okay. That's my advice. I've heard it sung as if it were just, you know, going to the races. It's very brilliant that way, but I kind of like the suspense. I do. So going on, this is where you start to have the problems. No. Here's where I'm not seeing the breath.
Help me, coming.
I want to see some action here because you're bouncing those off the ceiling.
Okay.
And that takes energy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Separate those.
Okay.
Separate them. Don't let them run together. Okay. That shows a little sloppiness in the breath.
Okay.
Define them. Chorus goes, oh, and Spallanzani goes, oh my God. At least it's like 30 seconds or something. And finally, you know, she kind of comes up and it's like, and she's back, you know. It's an amazing moment, okay? So use it. You don't need to have everybody on stage for that to work.
Okay.
It's like your voice fades off into nothing, and then suddenly, you know, and you're nothing, and it's like, and you're back, you know? You just do a little jiggle thing, you know, a little break dance number, you know? One of those, and you're back, right? That's the suspense. So let's do the ha ha ha. In Come Scoglio we heard the other day? This is the same technique. You need a little of those silent H's in there, and you need to have the larynx free to move, so it's not slurring. I know it's legato, but it also has to be defined, so that it's, oh well, old lady has to try it now. Notice what's happening. There's a real definition, a real speaking going on. The throat is busy as heck, and it's all supported by the breath. But it's not, it's not some noodle, you know, some spaghetti that doesn't have any beginning or end, like keeping the eel in the basket kind of thing. Okay? So define it. You've got the flexibility and everything for it. But make it very deliberate. And then practice it just a few at a time. Okay, try it again, kind of speak it out. I know I'm asking you for a toughie. Uh-huh.
Look at the notes again. Look at the notes again. Oh, it's easy to trip over your shoelaces on that one. You get a couple too many rips in there, you know. Okay. That's the correct thing. That's the way to do it. It's much better defined like that, isn't it? Then you can really hear the notes like in the rest of it. Okay, going on.
Okay. Starting at that.
Ha, ha. Yeah. Okay. Very important in this area is the trill. Your trill isn't quite developed yet.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how you practice that. Slow down the trill a little bit. Start and feel where the throat is going. Look what happens. This is trill time. You feel that move? Mm-hmm. It's also breath driven.
Okay.
Because what's happening when if the larynx isn't free to move up and down, you can see a little activity there. It's like the sphincter in a bird, you know, the little throat's going like this. It has to feel that way, because otherwise it'll never be defined. All you'll have is kind of a thing, and you want, here are the two notes, and you want to kind of slap a wappa between the two of them, so that the throat has somewhere to go. It's really, you know, okay? Try it. If it's a little too wide at first, that's okay. See, the voice flattens out. It doesn't move.
Yeah.
So you need to practice that separate. Take it down some in your exercises. So that you've got that kind of. And it's like practicing trills on the piano. Eventually, it's like learning to knit, you know, it will finally come to you. But you have to train your muscles to do those moves first. Otherwise, they'll be sluggish and you won't get a trill. You'll just get something else. Everything moves but your throat, right? It's the throat. This is the action right there.
Okay.
This is good work. So let's do the second verse and have a little fun with it.
Okay.
Build some suspense for me this time. Make it hurt.
Okay.
Poor spawn, Sonny.
Okay?
Okay. Tu suki.
Remember, you are a machine.
You were asking about the staging.
Yes.
How about this? You know the Barbie doll? Arms slightly bent, hands this way. That's enough. The Barbie doll.
Okay.
And if you don't want to move, you know, you can do a little of this. You can do a little of this. You know how dolls have those funny little feet that they kind of move like this? And maybe you decide, define the doll. Can she bend her elbows or not? If she can, you know, use the elbows. If she can't, let's say she was a Barbie doll. She just had one shoulder joint. The best you could hope for was this, right? And this. But if you define her, can she bend her knees? Can she turn her head? Or is she one of these dolls, you know, the Barbie doll? So define her. Draw a picture of her and say, where can she move? Where can't she? And stick to that. It's real simple. But if she can't bend her elbows, then it's stupid to go. Okay? See what I mean? It's a little method acting for you.
Oh!